Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Monday. Hope you're doing well. Kicking off local programming once again here at KGYM for this Monday, May 22nd of 2023. Spencer on Sports, the name of the game. Radio show here with you till 3 o'clock on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Talker text line is wide open for you here today. Spencer Wagon, my name, producer Isaac, along for the ride as well. Hope we're having a great day so far. Lots to get to in the next hour here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3, the FM side of the dial in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, respectively. Find us streaming online at KGYMradio.com. Click the link at the very top of the homepage. It says Listen Live Now in big white letters with some headphones. Click that. Stream will fire up right on the website. You can also download the free app for your smartphone and find us there. Head to your app store today to get that. As I said, lots to get to in the hour that we have together here today. We'll get into the NBA playoffs and what was an absolute beatdown last night in Miami as the Miami Heat, number 8 seed, go up 3-0 on the Boston Celtics. Also look ahead to potential closeout game tonight for the Denver Nuggets. They're up 3-0 on the Los Angeles Lakers, gunning for their first ever trip to the NBA Finals. We'll talk about that here coming up right around 2:30 or so, in the next 15, 20 minutes or so. Get into that. Talk about one of the best players, one of the better players to play in the game, Carmelo Anthony, retiring from the NBA today. We'll look back on his career a little bit, and we may even look back on the 2003 NBA draft, a very top-heavy draft. And, well, there's one team that could have picked Carmelo Anthony, but chose not to pick Carmelo Anthony. And I think there's some questions to be had. I'm sure Carmelo doesn't think about this. He's had a long career dating back to 2003. But what would have happened had that team not taken the player they took number 2 overall, instead took Carmelo Anthony? Could be talking about a very different time for both Carmelo and the franchise itself. We'll get into that before 3 o'clock as well. Also, we'll talk a little NFL, the owners' meetings, another owners' meeting coming up, or going on, I should say, today in Minneapolis. Some things have been passed. Some things are still up for debate. We talked about one of those late last week on Friday's show about potential of flexing Thursday night games. That's still on the table. But there is an interesting rule that was, I guess, kind of reinstated in the NFL today. And it has to do with something that was brought about, I should say, something that happened to Brock Purdy, former Iowa State Cyclone. You know exactly what I'm talking about if you remember the NFC Championship game. We'll talk about that before 3 o'clock. Also get into golf from the weekend, PGA Championship in the books. A couple great stories. Actually, one really good story from that. Also, another storyline that comes with it, with Brooks Koepka winning the PGA Championship. We'll hear from him and the other good story from the weekend here as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Talker text line is wide open for you here today. We're going to start with a little baseball talk here on the program today. First, I'll bring in Isaac. Isaac, how's it going? You're back. Everything go well this weekend?
I think so. I talked to you a little bit, made sure everything went well on Friday, but everything was good. And weekend worked a couple things for Z, but everything was good.
Yeah, our sister station Z102.9 had like what, 3 different events this weekend?
So. Three different things on Saturday alone, and then a little required training thing on Sunday that I had to go to.
I saw. Now we do live on location stuff here on the sports side of the building, but down the hall at Z102.9, this is like the gear up to the really, really busy time of the year.
I saw some pictures
shared by one of our coworkers on Facebook of some sort of, was it a street team throwdown?
Yeah.
Were you a part of this? How did you do if you were?
It was boys versus girls, and the boys won it. It was me and Ryan and Andrew, I think, and then Bryce was all, we're all on the same team.
Okay.
And just had to basically set up faster than the girls did, and we did. So
you passed with flying colors. Then.
Yes, okay, yes, good. We did.
Okay, good. Well, good to hear. You represented the station well. Even though we're all one family here, it's still, you know, gotta.
Hey, and when it's competitive, you gotta win.
Right.
If there's any sort of competition involved, I'm gonna go all out for it.
There you go. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. So congratulations to you, and better luck next time to the rest of the staff that maybe lost to them this weekend. But Isaac's here as well. If you want to give us a call, 319-366-1600, you'll be able to talk to him, and he'll put you through the phone line here today. As I mentioned, let's talk some baseball. We'll get into Major League Baseball from the weekend. So somebody's got to win the Central Divisions. We've been saying that for several weeks now, and after another, well, interesting weekend of baseball, we'll get into the Central Divisions here in just a bit. But I want to start with college baseball. The Big Ten baseball tournament is less than 24 hours away. We will probably have a final, barring some sort of crazy marathon game tomorrow in the first game of the afternoon, actually morning, over in Omaha tomorrow. And that first game will involve Coach Rick Heller and the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Hawkeyes are wrapping up the regular season over the weekend and earning the number 3 seed in the Big Ten baseball tournament. So they got to start up bright and early tomorrow. Iowa, the 3 seed, taking on the number 6 seed, Michigan Wolverines. Bright and early, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So is brunch acceptable on a Tuesday morning? Brunch usually feels like a weekend thing, but I feel like brunch counts any time of the week. My humble opinion, I don't know, but grab some coffee, maybe a snack, maybe a mid-morning snack, and you can check out Iowa baseball team tomorrow as they get things kicked off against the Michigan Wolverines. With the Hawkeyes sitting in a pretty good spot, considering how the weekend went against Northwestern. Did not complete the sweep, which would have been the 100% best ideal scenario if you are the Hawkeye baseball team, but they did win the series, which obviously, you know, and this is very basic analysis, this is exactly the type of analysis you come here for. A series win is better than a series loss, especially when it comes against far and away the worst team in the Big Ten. Northwestern finishing the year after all was said and done with Iowa. And their series over the weekend in Evanston, 4-20 in Big Ten play and 10-40 overall. They had not won a game in the Big Ten since April. Iowa did, well, not really hand them one of the wins, but they earned a victory against the Hawkeyes on Friday, 6-4. But Iowa able to bounce back to take the series win and put themselves in a pretty good spot here entering the Big Ten baseball tournament with a 10-0 victory on Saturday. In case you missed either of those games on Friday, Northwestern just able to find, as reading up on the game before the show today, doing show prep, able to string together some hits, got a couple home runs in that one, 10 hits total. Each team had 10 hits, and really the difference in Friday's game, which, like I said, was a 6-4 loss for Iowa, was a 2-run bottom of the sixth for Northwestern, which really proved to be the difference there. Iowa just not able to make up that difference, despite big days for Raider Tello, Braden Frazier as well. Tello clubbing a home run, scored a couple runs. Braden Frazier had an RBI as well in that loss. But then Saturday, you know, again, difference between, a series win and a series loss is a quality performance from both your offense and your pitching staff, and that's what the Hawkeyes got on Saturday. A 10-0 win, really a pitcher's duel through or up until the sixth inning. Hawkeyes pushing 3 across, and a lot of credit should go to Brody Brecht. If you've been following the baseball team, Brody, of course, making a switch from being a two-sport athlete, football and baseball, to solely focusing on baseball, showing a lot of potential, hitting kind of a rough patch here down the stretch toward the season, or down the stretch of the season, I should say. Rick Heller making some adjustments to the pitching lineup, moving Brecht from Friday to Sunday. In this case, he was the final starter of the series on Saturday and put together a solid outing. 6 innings pitched, part of the 10-0 win. Gave up only one hit, walked one, and struck out 9 in the win for Iowa. As the Hawkeyes got a nice day from Brennan DeRiggi, also Braden Frazier and Michael Seegers in the win as well. Iowa with 3 runs in the 6th of that one, and then breaking the game open with 7 runs in the 8th inning. So all told, after the 2-1 series, 3-game series, which led to 2 wins for the Hawkeyes and 1 win for Northwestern, Iowa finishing the regular season 39-13 overall, 15-8 in the Big Ten. There is still a possibility they could have gotten the number 2 seed as of Saturday afternoon, but Michigan State did fall to Indiana ultimately. So seeding giving Iowa the number 3 seed in the Big Ten baseball tournament here this week. When it comes to chances for making the tournament, obviously still a possibility for them to win the whole thing, which would guarantee you that spot. But despite the 1 loss in that series to Northwestern, Iowa still sitting pretty good when it comes to RPI. The Hawkeyes at 32 in the RPI, according to the NCAA, which, you know, considering did take a loss to a team that his RPI was in the 200s. Still pretty good to see very little movement with that RPI, especially as of today, heading into the conference tournaments, which begin this week. And then still more good news, again, just a projection. We don't know how the committee is going to see things, but Iowa still, at least according to D1Baseball.com, solidly in the tournament. They've been moving around, at least in the projections, from week to week. They were pretty steady in one regional before, but now they've moved, at least in D1Baseball.com's mind, to the Charlottesville regional, of course, hosted by the University of Virginia. Iowa as a 3 seed taking on the 2 seed West Virginia in that projection, with the Cavaliers taking on Pennsylvania in the 1-4 matchup as well. So good to see Iowa on that 3 line still. Don't see them in the cutoff section. D1Baseball.com, they do a great job in kind of breaking it down as to, okay, here are, you know, the teams we think are right on that bubble. You don't see Iowa's name anywhere near that, at least as of right now. I think just reading up on, you know, Big Ten tournament scenarios and different things like that would take pretty epic collapse to be kind of in comfortable mode or uncomfortable mode for the Iowa baseball team. So I think they are in a good spot right now. We'll see how the tournament turns out this week, but the fact that they're still solidly as a 3 in D1Baseball.com's projections, and you don't see them, at least, again, projection for D1Baseball.com, you don't see them in that that kind of bubble picture. The teams currently on the bubble, according to them, Arizona State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, and NC State, the last 4 teams in. And Iowa, like I said, still clearly as a 3 in their latest projection, which came out today. So that's kind of where things stand for the Hawkeye baseball team. In case you missed the rest of the bracket, we mentioned Iowa and Michigan as the 3-6 game tomorrow at 10 a.m. You've also got Indiana, the 2, taking on the number 7 seed, Illinois. Iowa and Michigan winner will face the winner of Indiana-Illinois on Thursday afternoon. Maryland and Michigan State is the 1 versus the 8. That's tomorrow night at 6. And then you've got Nebraska and Rutgers as the 4 versus the 5. That game is set for Wednesday at 2 o'clock. It is, of course, a double elimination, so 1 loss does not knock you out of the tournament completely, but certainly want to be on the winning side and not have 1 loss kind of putting your back to the wall in Omaha. So we'll see how that all plays out, but Iowa and Michigan tomorrow, the 10 a.m. game, first game, will be the Hawkeyes and Wolverines to start things up. Michigan this year in the Big Ten standings, for what it's worth, 13-11 in conference, and an even 26-26 overall. Hawkeyes head coach Rick Heller talked a little bit about the Wolverines and what to expect from them here as the tournament begins.
You're playing a Michigan team that just got swept by Ohio State, their rival on the road, and They'd lost the midweek game, so they'd lost four games in a row coming into the tournament, but they'd won four games in a row prior to that, and that's kind of been their season. And, you know, you really don't know for sure at this point in the year kind of how they've been playing on how that's going to go, but the thing that has to happen is we have to take care of ourselves.
And Coach Heller talked a little bit about the regular season success for his team and where they stand heading into the tournament this week.
Probably as well-balanced and consistent of a team during the regular season as we've had here at Iowa. Just fell a little bit short at winning the outright championship. They've dealt with everything that's been thrown at them, haven't made excuses, found ways to get the job done, found ways to win numerous ways throughout the course of the year, did what they needed to do down the stretch. You know, we've won 16 out of 20 here the last 20 games.
Hawkeyes head baseball coach Rick Heller talking there about the season that they've had as a whole so far. As you mentioned, won 16 of the last 20, 39-13 overall. If the ball bounces a little bit differently in that game on Friday instead of a 6-4 loss, maybe you're looking at a 40-win team, and I think all things considered, probably a sweep would have solidified things, at least from an at-large perspective. But like we said, at least stats show in a decent spot if you're Iowa baseball. We've seen the committee, though, do weird things in the past. You look at, I mean, just look back to last year where it was Rutgers, wasn't it, that made the Big Ten championship game and got left out of the field. Don't think we're going to see that this year, but you wonder if the committee has some of those biases to different regions of the country, different conferences as opposed to the Big Ten. Hopefully that does not play a role in things here in 2023. 319-366-1600. A little bit more baseball to get to on the other side of this break. We'll take a look at where things stand in the major leagues after the weekend that was. Both the American League Central, National League Central, and beyond. That's coming up. It's Spencer at Sports with you for a Monday on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and it's going to be another sunny and hazy day. Temperatures will be climbing up to a high around 80 this afternoon. Later on tonight, will be mostly clear and drop down into the low 50s. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll have plenty of sunshine, and temperatures are going to be in the low 80s both days. As we get into Wednesday evening, a cold front comes through, leading to the winds coming in out of the east. That's going to lead to a cooler finish to the week, but still nice and pleasant. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT, and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions, their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Opening to the public in September 2023, it's Pin Seekers, with two levels of year-round entertainment featuring 56 all-weather luxury golf suites, smart target greens, 18 holes of authentic mini golf, 6 lanes of duck pin mini bowling, multi-sport simulators, event space, and so much more. For a limited time, get your individual or family membership and save over $500 while also receiving 3 months free. Get your membership or gift card today at pinseekers.golf.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. E&J Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have E&J install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from E&J Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at E&J Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back at 2:24 with Spencer at Sports on a Monday, May 22nd of 2023. 319-366-1600. Talk a little college baseball to begin the show today. Big Ten baseball tournament starting up tomorrow morning, bright and early. We'll have a final score from that Iowa-Michigan game during the show tomorrow. Analyze a little bit of that for you. Look at the rest of the Big Ten tournament as it progresses live on the show. Gym class on the way between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp show coming up between 4 and 6. We'll get to the NBA playoffs here in just a little bit. Could have a closeout game tonight. Potential for one. Denver up 3-0 against the Los Angeles Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. That's the subject of our poll question, by the way, at KGYMRadio.com. It's not just the West, it's also the East. 3-0 lead for the Miami Heat. So we're asking you, will both NBA conference finals end in only 4 games? Yes or no? Do you think both the Nuggets and the Heat will sweep? Or do you think it's going to be maybe a gentleman's sweep, meaning a win in 5 games? Or do you think it goes beyond that? Do we see an epic comeback in your mind? You could vote at KGYMRadio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Stick with baseball for a little bit more here as we transition to the major leagues after the weekend that was. Of course, tracking what's happening in both the Central divisions as along with baseball as a whole. Starting with the National League Central this weekend, things in both divisions just continued to be one of those. Does anybody want to win this division? Who's going to win this division? The favorites, at least the teams that I think some of us picked, myself included, have not been doing so well, but there's room for improvement still. Plenty of time left in the season. It's been kind of an interesting run here, especially when you look at teams like the St. Louis Cardinals. They just took 3 of 4 from the Dodgers. Started the year 10-24, but spark was ignited under them. They're 11-3 in their last 14 games, completing really that series win of the Dodgers yesterday with a 10-5 victory down in St. Louis. Cardinals moving up the standings, now in a virtual tie with the Cubs, 5 games out of first, only 4 games back of Pittsburgh, who 3-7 in their last 10. They got off to that really good start, but now sit a game back only of Milwaukee at 24-22. And then you got the Brewers, who had a really good start to the year. Had some key injuries, Brandon Woodruff among them. Their pitching staff just cannot stay healthy. Some of their key guys that they were counting on to provide some offensive spark this year have not really either produced or they've been hurt, thinking specifically of Garrett Mitchell. Brewers still holding on to first place, but only a game up on Pittsburgh. And don't look now, the Cardinals, you know, they won the series with the Brewers just within the last week. They're making a run of it. So is my prediction of the Cardinals winning the Central going to come true? It very well could. Still plenty of season to go, but St. Louis playing the best baseball of the division as of right now. You look at the last 10 games, Cardinals are 8-2 in their last 10. The Brewers are 5-5. The Reds are 4-6. Both the Cubs and the Pirates are 3-7 when it comes to their last 10 games. So This could flip one way or the other here pretty soon. Brewers just losing a series to Tampa Bay over the week. And, of course, Tampa is one of the best teams in baseball, but Brewers had some opportunities. Pitching staff did not hold up, especially in that game. And Saturday and even Friday, too, was a low-scoring affair. Milwaukee had an opportunity there to take a series and just could not get it done. So Cardinals are surging. Everybody else seems to be, well, not surging, falling back, or just staying steady when you look at the National League Central. As for the American League Central, the Twins go to L.A., played the Dodgers, played the Angels. Didn't do so hot in either of those series. Lost 2 of 3 to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and, well, they still maintain a 3.5-game lead in the American League Central. Twins at 25-22. They are 5-5 in their last 10. The Tigers somehow are in second place, 20-24, 3.5 back of Minnesota. The Guardians Largely kept in check by the Mets yesterday in a doubleheader. Guardians are 20-26, 4.5 back, just a game back of the Tigers. Guardians there in third place. Watch out for the White Sox. Can I even say that? 19-29, yet they've won 3 in a row and are 6-4 in their last 10. White Sox getting a sweep of the Royals this weekend. The Royals, 11.5 back of the Twins, 20 games below 500 for Kansas City at 14-34. Royals 3-7 in their last 10. The best team, like I said, in their last 10 games in the American League Central. Best team, I'm using air quotes. Isaac, you can confirm air quotes. The Chicago White Sox, who are 10 games below 500. 6-4 in the last 10. Twins are just 5-5. Much better at home than they are on the road. 14-8 at home versus 11-14 on the road. Central Division's still anyone's game. I think you can, and apologies to any and all Royals fans that may be listening, I think you can eliminate them. But even the Reds at 19-27 still could make a push. We'll see what happens as we wrap up May and head into the month of June. Looking at the rest of Major League Baseball here from the weekend, the American League East continues to be the strongest division in all of baseball. The Rays, 34-14. Brewers handed them just their fourth loss of the season at home over the weekend. But as the captain of the Baltimore Orioles hype train, 31-16, 7-3 in their last 10. I'm telling you, those O's, I think they're making a push here. We'll see if they can sustain this success they've had in the first couple of months of the season. But the Orioles having a nice start to the year, just 2.5 back of Tampa. The Yankees, 29-20. The Red Sox are 26-21. The Blue Jays, is it fair to say they're disappointing at 25-22? They're still well in the thick of things, 8.5 out of first, but the Blue Jays have lost 4 in a row, 4-6 so far in their last 10 games. That division is going to be interesting, to say the very least. It is already interesting, to say the very least. The Orioles, by the way, top wildcard spot in the American League if the season were to end today. Of course, it does not, but nice story. Maybe my predictions will come true here. O's making a push. I didn't have them finishing all that high. I had the Yankees and Blue Jays 1-2, but the O's a distant third. We'll see if they can prove us wrong here as we get into the month of June. Baseball tonight, all the regional teams are in action. You've got the White Sox at Cleveland, a 5:10 start there. The Reds hosting the Cardinals at 5:40 tonight. The Royals and the Tigers at 6:40 from Kauffman Stadium. Also, interesting interleague series. The Brewers and the Houston Astros tonight at 6:40 from American Family Field in Milwaukee. And you've got the Twins hosting the San Francisco Giants tonight at 6:40 up at Target Field. One series definitely to watch here starting tonight. Actually, a couple in the national scene. You've got Toronto and Tampa Bay. I feel like every series is one to watch in the American League East. But Toronto at Tampa tonight, 5:40 start time there. Also, the Braves and the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers, granted, they're still in first place, 29-19. Did just lose that series to the Cardinals. But Dodgers and Braves, two of the best teams, division leaders, meeting up to start that series here in Atlanta tonight, 6:20. First pitch for that contest here tonight. 319-366-1600 at 2:33. Take another short timeout and get into the NBA in just a few moments. Do either the Lakers or the Celtics, can either of them extend the series? I think it's the better question to ask instead of do they have a chance, because, well, the odds say, the history shows that you're down 3-0 in a series, you ain't coming back. Can either team extend their series? We'll talk about that, get some reaction to the weekend that was in the NBA playoffs On the other side of this timeout, it's Spencer at Sports with you on the gym.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. No dig, multi-purpose fence panels are easy to install. Just lay out your panels and hammer the posts directly into the ground, and your fence is complete. Right now, 31 by 36 no dig, multi-purpose fence panels are just $10.99 each after 11% off at Menards. Good through May 29th, savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Guys, it's show-off season. When you're on the water or the road, you want your boat, motorcycle, or convertible looking sharp. So get it into Auto Interiors and Convertibles. They're the spiff-up experts. Auto Interiors and Convertibles will repair or replace boat seats or covers, motorcycle seats, convertible tops. They even do complete classic car restoration. Make everybody wish they had your toys. Get them into Auto Interiors and Convertibles right off 380 at the H Avenue exit in Cedar Rapids.
Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs. Visit FanDuel.com/play.
21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit kesgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. GamblingHelplineMA.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Just like that, we're back, 2:36 here at KGYM. It's Spencer on Sports with you here on this Monday afternoon. Glad to be back with you here. Hope you had a great weekend. Recapping everything from the weekend. Talked a little baseball to begin the show. Get to a little golf and maybe some NFL before the show is over today at 3 o'clock. Through at 9-3-6-6-1600. Moving onward and upward to the NBA. Kind of a closeout game tonight. The Denver Nuggets, Los Angeles Lakers, game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. Denver, after a huge win in LA on Saturday, up 3-0, winning 119-108. Jamal Murray, huge performance, 30 points in the first half, 37 all told. 15 of 29 from the floor, made 5 threes in the game. And head coach Michael Malone of the Nuggets had this to say after they were able to rally back in that fourth quarter and turn a Lakers lead into a big victory on the road and on the cusp of getting to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history.
The Jamal Murray first half, 30 points, played just unbelievable basketball. Nikola Jokic gets in foul trouble. Now, this is the key time of the game. Are we going to survive with Nikola on the bench with 4 fouls? And we did. I thought KCP was unbelievable in that stretch. You know, made big play, made big shots, and our defense stepped up to hold water while Nikola was out. Nikola, you know, you can't keep him down for a whole game. And the end of the game, him and Nikola, him and Jamal, rather, playing two-man game. And I have to give credit where credit is due. That was Nikola's call. He said on the bench, let's go to this play. Let me and Jamal play whole side of the floor, and we'll make the right reads. And we milked that down the stretch. So Coach Jokic did a great job tonight. So proud of our group.
Head coach Michael Malone giving credit to his coach on the floor, Nikola Jokic, who had 24 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists to help the Nuggets turn a 94-93 deficit with 7 and change left in the fourth quarter on Saturday night to a win, 119-108 was the final, but a 13-0 run after falling behind 94-93 helped Denver take a 106-94 lead with 4:50 left in the game. So the Nuggets are up 3-0. They know, though, it's not time to sit back, relax, kick your feet up, wait for the start of the NBA Finals on June 1st. Got to keep working, according to Nikola Jokic.
I'm not going to say that I'm scared, but I'm worried because they have LeBron on the other side, and he's capable of doing everything, you know. So we're going to come here with the same mindset, same focus, and I think that's going to give put a situation to win a game, you know. So, but you know, we never know. But they're going to be aggressive. Of course, they're going to be extra physical, extra. They're going to run more. They're going to, you know, everything's going to be on a different level or one more of anything. So we will see.
Lakers getting 28 and 18, 28 points, 18 rebounds from Anthony Davis. LeBron with 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 12 assists. And Austin Reeves with his 7th 20-point game this postseason, chipping in 23 in the loss for L.A. It's the first time since 2013 the Lakers have been down 3-0 in a series. Lakers not doing so well with a 3-0 deficit to their name. They've never won a playoff game, let alone a series, when down 3-0. And this is all-encompassing for both the West and the East. You talk about teams being down 3-0. Teams all-time 0-149 when trailing a series 3-0. ESPN Stats and Info broke it down a little bit more. I was reading this earlier today. When you look at that whole total, 0-149, only three such teams have even gotten a series from down 3-0, gotten it to a seventh game. All three of them, of course, lost. I mean, you know, that's why the stat says 0-149. 91 of the 149 lost in 4. So things, even if the Lakers win tonight, which it, you know, they very well could, you know, winning on their home floor, forcing a game 5 in Denver, chances are they lose. Chances are they lose in 5. Another 44 teams out of that 149 that have lost all time when trailing 3-0. 44 of them forced a game 5 only to lose in that game 5. So things not looking good for either the Lakers or the Celtics, who are also down 3-0 in their series. When you look at that series as a whole, we'll do that here in just a moment. Wanted to give you this piece of audio, though, from Darvin Ham, the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, first-year head coach. Obviously, he is spewing a little optimism for game 4 tonight in LA.
We're alive, man. The series is not over. You know, people want to throw out the odds. And again, don't get me wrong, we're facing a hell of a ball club. One talented bunch that's very well coached. But, you know, we have things we can do as well. Only thing we have to do is just focus on one game.
Darvin Ham, head coach of the Lakers there. They'll try to put their focus into that one game and try to force a game 5 back in Denver coming up on Wednesday night. On the other side of the coin, I said Nuggets in 6. I tweeted out the Homer Simpson gif, him going back into the bushes. I'm not hiding from it. I said Celtics in 6. My prediction for this series, and I was incredibly wrong. It would have to be Celtics in 7. it's not looking good for Boston either. Dating back to Friday, the series... Would you say the series turned on Grant Williams talking smack to Jimmy Butler? Isaac, what do you think? Is that the series turning point, if you had to put one on this series?
I don't know if I would say a turning point, but it was just really dumb from him. I mean, it's just like, I don't know if, I don't want to say it's like the same level of Dylan Brooks or anything like that, because obviously LeBron and Jimmy Butler not super comparable, but just silliness to talk about someone, like talk to someone who is... on an all-time playoff run.
Yeah.
I guess you could say it's turning point. Yeah, sure.
Sure. One of the turning points, yeah. Maybe, if you're looking at multiple ones. But certainly, like you said, a questionable moment in that game, especially when you look at the point of the game in which it happened. Celtics had a 96-87 lead after a 3 by Grant Williams with 6:37 left. Williams, Jimmy Butler exchanging words. The Heat then outscored the Celtics 24-9. That was on Friday night in a 111-105 victory in Boston. Then last night, man, what the heck happened to the Boston Celtics? Just absolutely getting blown out of the water by the Miami Heat last night, 128-102. Gabe Vincent, Gabe Vincent, of all people. Usually I saw some people on the text line last week, Jimmy freaking Butler. Yesterday it was Gabe freaking Vincent, 29 points, 6 of 9 from 3. Duncan Robinson with 22 points, 5 of 7 from 3. Tossing Caleb Martin with 18. And, well, you really didn't need Jimmy Butler, although he did chip in 16 points last night. Jason Tatum only with 14 points. Jaylen Brown, Grant Williams, and Peyton Pritchard each scoring 12 in the loss for the Boston Celtics. Celtics with a 16-14 lead in the first quarter last night. That was really their high watermark of last night's contest. Heat going on a 16-6 run to take a lead at the end of one. 8-point advantage, 30-22. Heat led 61-46 at halftime, then led by 30 at the end of the third quarter after outscoring the Celtics 32-17 in that third period. Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla had this to say about the loss after the game.
Joe, the biggest game of the season, a game you had to have, and you guys just looked completely lost after the first 6 minutes. What exactly happened out there?
I just didn't have him ready to play. I should have, whatever it was, whether it was the starting lineup, whether it was an adjustment, just I have to get them in a better place, ready to play, and that's on me.
Joe Mazzulla taking the fall for game three last night in Miami. Jaylen Brown weighing in about the focus for this team. Where does it need to be for a potential closeout game tomorrow night in Miami?
We just got to come out and play basketball. Come out with a great mentality. Come out and have some pride about yourself. Come out and have some pride about, you know, who you're playing for. You know, have some pride about whatever. And just come out and play basketball. I believe we can win the next one. So we just got to come out and play.
We'll see if they can win the next one. All signs indicating towards both series ending as sweeps. We'll see what happens. First of the two remaining games, two guaranteed remaining games, is tonight with Denver in L.A. for Game 4, 7:30 tip-off time, a little after 7:30. It is on ESPN TV and ESPN Radio. We'll have radio coverage, of course, starting at 7 tonight. And then Boston and Miami from South Beach tomorrow night, same time, 7 p.m. radio pregame, 7:30 tip-off on TNT. Both the Nuggets and the Heat up 3-0 in their respective series. And again, that is our poll question at kgymradio.com. Will both NBA conference finals end in only 4 games? Yes or no? You can vote at kgymradio.com. Courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Really leader in the clubhouse, by the way, is yes. And this is the second time, for you stat geeks out there, the second time both the East and the West finals have had teams hold 3-0 leads in the same season. You have to go all the way back to 2015 to find the last time. There have never been sweeps in both the East and the West finals in the same season. I get the feeling we are about to see history made in terms of that. 319-366-1600. The other piece of NBA news today, I wanted to get to this too. Carmelo Anthony, former number 3 overall pick and 10-time NBA All-Star, announced he is retiring from basketball after playing 19 seasons. Didn't play this year. Put a video out on social media announcing his retirement earlier today. And, of course, look at Carmelo's career. Spent a good chunk of it, of course, in Denver with the Nuggets, the team that drafted him. Spent four seasons with the Knicks, 2011 to 2017, then bounced around a bit with OKC and Houston and Portland and finishing his time with the Lakers. But I don't know if it's the lasting image or the lasting, it's not really legacy or anything like that with Carmelo Anthony, but you think back to the 2003 NBA draft, and he went number 3 overall. Of course, some current Hall of Famers in there, and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade within the top 5. Of course, LeBron James was the number one overall pick that year. But what would have happened for both Carmelo's career and the fortunes of the Detroit Pistons if they did not take Darko Milicic number 2 overall? Instead, if they took Carmelo Anthony, what do the Pistons look like 19, 20 years later? What does Carmelo's career look like? One of those big what-ifs in sports history. You have Carmelo is what, Hall of Fame worthy, wouldn't you say? Isaac, is he Hall of Fame worthy in your mind?
I think so. I mean, again, it's basketball Hall of Fame, not NBA Hall of Fame.
True.
So it's,
yeah,
it's a little bit easier for him to get in.
Right. So Carmelo, third overall pick, like I said, what, 10-time All-Star, won a number of medals in the Olympics. You know, so obviously going to be in that Basketball Hall of Fame. Bosch and Wade are already in there. LeBron, a surefire lock to be in that, obviously. Darko Milicic, number two overall. Then you get further and further down the line. We get very little time left, only a few minutes left here, so we can't go into full remember some guys mode, but there are some names on this list. If you want to go down that road on your own time, talk amongst yourselves, just look for the 2003 NBA draft and open up the memory lane. Quite a few guys with Iowa ties. I was noticing it, too. There's always an Iowa tie, as we know. Kirk Heinrich, Nick Collison in there. Kyle Korver was a 2003 draftee, second-round pick, number 51 overall in that one. Then you got guys, oh, boy, Luke Ridnour. Remember Luke Ridnour? Dante Jones? Jason Capono? Any other guys you need to remember today? Milwaukee Bucks legend T.J. Ford with the eighth overall pick. If he stayed healthy, he would have been good, I'm telling you. But Carmelo Anthony hanging it up. 19 seasons in all. Announcing his retirement earlier today. 2:50, quick 60-second break. Back to wrap it up in just a bit on the gym.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Back at 2:51, moments away from 2:52. Spencer on Sports winding down here for a Monday afternoon. 319-366-1600. Gym class on the way momentarily. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6. Couple other sports notes to get to before we step out of here for today. Did Gary Bettman like make it mandatory for every game in the conference finals to go into overtime? I feel like he may have, and we just totally missed that story. But more overtime in hockey Saturday. Florida, how about those Florida Panthers? Teams from South Florida on a championship trajectory here in the postseason. The Florida Panthers getting a game-winning goal from Matthew Tkachuk, 151 into overtime. No 4 overtimes between the Hurricanes and the Panthers this time, but Tkachuk's goal, his 7th of the postseason, giving the Panthers a 2-0 series lead. They'll try to go up 3-0 on their home ice tonight, 7 o'clock on TNT. Then 2 overtime games in the West. Friday, Vegas winning 4-3, and then yesterday, Vegas winning 3-2. Chandler Stephenson scoring 112 into overtime to give the Golden Knights a 2-0 series lead on the Dallas Stars. That series will resume coming up tomorrow, 7 o'clock from Dallas. That'll be on ESPN TV. A couple other things from the sports world. Saw this quickly going back to basketball. Saw this from Sham Sharania. I know the NBA All-Star Game is a favorite of so many around here. And many in the sports world, maybe the NBA is sensing that people losing interest and have lost interest rather quickly in it, but the NBA considering changing the All-Star Game format back to the East versus the West as opposed to the player draft where it's the two captains drafting their team, so you won't have Team Giannis versus Team LeBron or whatever it was over the last handful of seasons. You're going to have East versus West as part of it. NBA, I think, at least based on what I've read, hoping that they can make it more incentivized for players to, you know, actually try in that. We'll see if that actually works out. Nothing official yet, but changes to the All-Star game per Sham Sharania saying have been discussed at recent Board of Governor and General Manager meetings. And they want to talk about increased competitiveness. Like I said, making the players actually try in the All-Star game. We'll see if that works out. Also, this from the NFL. NFL owners having another set of meetings this week in Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken. And the third quarterback rule is back. NFL owners passing a bylaw this week, actually today, I should say, that allows teams to have a third quarterback in uniform, a 47th active player, on game days in case of a worst-case scenario situation. That harkens back, of course, to the NFC Championship game. Brock Purdy knocked out. Josh Johnson had to come in, did not play well. He got banged up in that game as well. 49ers exploring all their options, ultimately not having a healthy quarterback, not having an emergency player in that situation. Well, kind of cost them that game. In the NFC Championship game against Philly, that is now back in the rule books. A 47th player, which will not count toward the active roster. You have that emergency player, third quarterback. That is dressed. All teams can now dress three quarterbacks moving forward. That just announced earlier today. Still looking at voting on the flexing of Thursday night games per sources that are there from NFL media. We'll see if that story, which we talked about, does come to the forefront at the owners' meetings here in Minneapolis. A wrap of the show for today. Gym class is on the way next. Plenty more for the sports world in the weekend on the way with them. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6. And don't forget, we've got NBA playoff action tonight. Denver and the Lakers, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip-off. Got it for you here courtesy of ESPN Radio as the Nuggets look to sweep the Lakers out of the playoffs and move on to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. We'll talk about that and more on the show tomorrow at 2. Thanks for checking it out. It's Spencer at Sports with you on the gym.